Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're all good here?
Soon to be Ike, Mike, and Fritz.
Mayock replacing me?
Yeah.
The Twitter question. I was going to alert you to, Ike, that is, yes, is a new Twitter question from Jack.
Yeah.
That is very, you know, it's like poor me's over there. What's the most annoying common cold symptom to have?
Huh?
And of course, Jack is bringing that up because he wants everybody to know that he's working with a common cold.
That's not the case. I was driving in. I thought it was kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
I was like, could I turn this into a top five? I didn't.
You hear his voice in there.
And my voice sounds horrible.
The flu game over here.
Yeah, listen, we're battling, grinding, mucking, and grinding.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of like, which is the worst one?
Yeah.
I just noticed the voice.
Well, really?
I know.
I sound better when I'm sick.
And this is why he put the poll question out there.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, the sounds better when you're sick. Years ago, when you know, rock radio or whatever,
mm-hmm,
the people who would smoke a lot said that it made their voice sound better, you know, when they, you know, obviously there were other bad things that happened with smoking, but they would do it, you know, sometimes for their voice.
Yeah.
So the most annoying common cold symptom, the options are stuffy nose, runny nose. So you're talking about congestion or runny nose, right?
Yes.
You're separating those. Sore throat or cough.
I hate a sore throat.
It doesn't really go away.
Yeah, and it's going to be painful.
Yeah.
But the runny nose.
Which is worse, a runny nose or a stuffy nose? A
runny nose.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm stuffy. I can't sleep if I can't breathe.
I hate the stuffy nose.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see you walking around with your nose running everywhere.
Yeah. Snotting all over.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Like the snotty kid in school.
Yes, that kid.
See, for me, the congestion causes the cough. So they're all sort of, you know, get that drip in the back of your throat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut it.
Yep.
It's what happens. For me, it's not sore throat. It is cough or stuffy nose. Those are the two.
What are the results?
Oh, yeah. Sore throat is number one at
35%.
Painful.
Stuffy nose at 27%. Runny nose at 18% and cough at 19%.
Wow.
The common cold is the worst because you don't feel bad enough to stay home.
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting walloped like you do with the flu or something.
Look at this guy.
Oh,
showing up to work today.
Yeah.
And he's been with Fritz at 6.
It's going to sound horrible. I'm going to just replay Preston.
And Mike Mayock.
Come on, man. One seggy.
215-592-9494. It is Thursday, which means we are joined by the extremely hot, not physically, well, the good-looking guy, but extremely hot as far as his bets, fake stats Connor, who's on a heater right now.
Yes, sir. 2-0. Jalen Waddle hit for 24. Rondae Godson hit for 34. And in this market, this longest reception and longest pass completion, I'm 6-1. Six wins, one loss. So it's pretty good.
And so, you know, you should obviously, this is my message to if you're listening, bet within your means, fun, yeah. You know, all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But it does seem as though, and I'm not an expert, but all these props, betting in general, is about finding, you know, an edge or a market that the books haven't caught up to. And it just seems, as of this point, it seems like fake stats Connor has found a little bit of a thing here. And you might be able to ride it until the, you know, the books figure it out and maybe change those numbers. But it seems like you found something here, fake stats Connor.
Yeah, in the middle of the season is definitely a good time to make money for these kind of props. During the end of the season, the lines will get sharper and you may see me taking some unders. So if those lines get too high, but... You know, with the pick of the slate that we get, even just doing Thursdays and Eagles, I've still had plenty of success. So pretty excited.
So what do you got, fake stats, Connor?
Mm-hmm. For tonight, it's pretty easy choice. It's Cortland Sutton. We know he's the long ball guy for Denver. It's even easier with 22.5 longest reception. This Raiders defense is just garbage, and they've given up this number to a receiver in the last 7 out of 8 games this season. So 7 out of 8 with the one miss coming from the Raiders game against the Titans. And we know the Titans are also garbage. So
wow. Okay, so it's Cortland Sutton. And what's the number?
22.5.
22.5. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
For the Eagles, I got 2. So on Monday, I'm going with A.J. Brown, 22.5 again, longest reception. It's more of a narrative bet. But also the last time he faced this defense in the regular season last year, if you remember, particularly against these safeties, he hit for a 67-yarder. In addition, he's hit for the last 2 times he's played this season. So trust in AJ for Monday because it is supposed to be a close game. I mean, the Eagles are 2.5-point dogs. So even the books are expecting, you know, the Eagles could be playing from behind a little bit. So I like AJ Brown. And I also like Romeo Doubs on the Packers, over 20.5 longest reception. So the Birds have unfortunately been giving up this number literally to a receiver every game this season, and he's hitting 4 straight. So
yeah, the like tough thing with the Packers is who it's going to be. You know,
yeah, if you look at his great, he's been consistently like a deep threat, and 4 straight is good enough for me.
So. Okay, yep. All right. So recap, give him again real quick.
So Cortland Sutton, 22.5, longest reception. That's for tonight. A.J. Brown, and I like that if it goes up a yard. A.J. Brown, 22.5, longest reception for Monday. Romeo Doubs, 20.5, longest reception for Monday.
All right. Great
and the
job.
Side topic, by the way, I did have something for that.
Oh, yeah. What are you oddly obsessed with besides statistics?
Like if you ask any one of my friends, this year has all been about getting in shape as I'm 36 right now. So getting into shape, eating healthier has been like a big part of what I've been obsessing over this year. I've completed P90X twice in my life and felt great after I did it. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do that again because there's a lot of impact training and too much on my feet, but doing a lot more swimming and just getting very obsessed with getting healthy. So.
Oh, well, that's a good obsession, getting healthy. Absolutely. Unless you're Jack, we make fun of it, but otherwise. All right, Connor.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. There he is.
Yeah, I'm going to get back in the gym this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that last year.
No, I've been saying it for like the last 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you were thinking about doing hot yoga there for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I thought about it, then I figured, know. Yeah.
You hear that? You hear that high pitch that you just hit there?
Hot yoga. Yeah. Too much sweat.
The hot yoga?
Yeah.
I wish I could do yoga. I can't do yoga. It hurts my back.
Sweating and farting. I don't want to be involved.
I did yoga one time.
Yeah.
There's a place on South Street I went to. And I hurt my back. I always hurt my back. You got a bad back. You got to bend forward all the time and all that sort of stuff.
I do need the stress, they said, to help my golf swing.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Really?
Just getting more flexible, I guess. Whatever. Yes.
Is that something Quick told you? Feels like something Mike Quick would do.
No, I don't think it was
Mike Quick would make a killing of the hot yoga. You kidding me? That handsome man?
A tall drink of water?
Yeah.
And hot yoga?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, man. Are you kidding me? He wouldn't even sweat.
A little sweat on the stash?
Yeah, there you go. Sweat on the stash. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
They have it on 26, which is an
SFP. No. He's going to watch TV?
Yeah, check on Furry Bruce there, would you, Jack? Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing? First and foremost, I want to thank my WIP family for letting me coming out and hanging out with you guys yesterday.
Well, you killed it on 5:30 Creed yesterday, Bam. The everyone's talking about it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I didn't even bother to ask. How'd you get home, man?
I got an Uber.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I served him a few drinks.
Oh, I did too.
Last night.
I'm trying to... You were
Hold
drinking...
Bam, how many did you have? Never mind.
He was drinking a little whiskey and ginger ale.
Ginger
right?
ale, yeah.
Yes. And just to let you know, you guys, I think I won one of the prizes in the raffle yesterday.
Oh, what'd you win?
Okay.
I'm gonna be on the show with you guys.
Well, you visit the show with us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you won the sit-in. So you're going to be able to sit in here in the afternoon show.
How about that?
Yeah. So he didn't even need to get the two Jalen Hunt pick sixes to get in here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. You know, Bam, when you come in, do you mind if we dive a little deeper into the history of Bam?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's okay, or yes, you mind?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Don't mind.
All right. Okay. All right, Bam. What do you got on the Phils?
Man, I think we need to go sign Kyle Schwarber. And I was telling you yesterday, I was asking about like what do you think about bringing back Bader?
Yes.
So I think we should go after Bader because he was a good center fielder. He's a good center fielder, and I think that's what we need.
Yeah, we saw the difference. Put Bader's bat to the side for a second. Because he's going to be a 255 hitter or whatever when he's here. We saw what it's like to have a real good center fielder here last year. Rojas, we convinced her. Rojas is talented, but Bader is a real center fielder. And they got to think about defense somehow next year. And I think, you know, is Crawford a good outfielder?
Corner.
A good corner outfielder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
but growing in center field.
Okay. So if they're able to sign Bader, Marsh, Bader, Crawford is a good outfield. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a solid defensive outfield. And we haven't had that in a while. You know, we're at every position, we know they can catch the ball. Bam, do you have something that you're oddly obsessed with?
Yes.
oh, no.
Chili outfits.
Let's see. Can I say strippers?
Yeah, nothing wrong. Hold on. Never mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, never mind.
Nah, I know.
Where is this the whole Ray Charles thing, right? Where you have to feel the wrist?
Yes.
Yeah. See,
feel the wrist.
It's something about the whole touching the woman's wrist.
Oh, really?
Kind of gives him an indication of if it's someone he would be interested in.
Oh, yes. And are you now? There's, you know, you're not really supposed to be handsy. Are they okay with you touching the wrist?
Yeah, that's fine.
All you're right.
Not supposed to be handsy.
Well, you know the rules. You know, or I was told about the rules.
Damn, if I'm giving up a dub, I'm gonna touch something, man.
Yeah, wrist. All right, Bam. Yep. Thank you for the call, man. Yeah.
Big answer.
Big answer.
Strippers. Yeah. He didn't know whether he could say it or not. I knew what you wanted to ask.
I was going to go with the whole, but then I thought, I'm like, okay, it has to be the wrist thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the natural question would be, no, never mind.
Yeah, a car dropping Bam off anywhere and tell him it's a strip club. The Applebee's.
Yeah.
Bam walks into Applebee's with a stack of ones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Man, I tell you, Bam still enjoys life, man. Still enjoys life, man. God, here we go.
No, I'm good. I'm good. there we go. 215-592-9494. Oh, boy. Get over to Colonial. If you were, you know, I think a lot of times when you're thinking about buying a brand new Hyundai, you're thinking about the right time to do it. But that's the thing with Colonial. You don't need to wait for the right time. Now's the right time at Colonial. It's always the right time at Colonial. John Ashdale, the car czar, make sure it is. He has, they built this fantastic new dealership. That the whole thing there is making everything fast, easy, better, making your experience there better. And that's what they're doing over at Colonial. So whatever your issue is, whether it's price, whether it's financing, whether it's your trade, they're here to ease that issue and make sure it's not. Whether it's selection over 200 brand, I'll be okay, Jack. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock on the lot there. Palisades, Konas, Tucson's, they all have America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, the best financing in the business. Doesn't matter what your credit is. Right? They are going to get you the best financing. That's what they did. They get rid of everybody's problem. Your trade, they're going to give you more for your trade, a guaranteed $6,500. Don't wait. As I said, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. $6,500 for your trade, not available on EVs. Offers cannot be combined, includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details. Jack, don't shake your head at me. You have to do a whole hour and a half, and you're not allowed to replay the Mayock interview.
Yeah. But I want to.
You're not allowed to.
Kind of felt like you're just all over the place on that one.
So, yeah, well, I'm trying to get through here. Sixers lost last night. We're not bothered by it.
No.
Scheduled loss.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to do?
Why do they even schedule back-to-backs in the NBA?
And they have another one this weekend.
It feels like it's, you know, well, it's setting up for a loss mostly every time they play.
The issue.
I mean, for the Sixers or?
Just any NBA team. Like, they should just do away with back-to-backs.
They can't.
Why?
Well, so.
How are you going to get all these games in?
Yeah,
you extend the season of 2 weeks. Or cut the games down.
The problem is I don't want to get too into scheduling here, is they're dealing with all these different arenas that have all these different commitments. And a lot of the teams, they're not even the first commitment at the arena.
Right.
So right now, Xfinity Mobile Arena, I would imagine because they don't own it, the Flyers are the first commitment at the arena. So they have this whole thing. They got it, and they're never going to. The people have been talking about cutting down games forever. They're never going to do it.
Owners will never do that.
They'll never do it. And the players too. It's are you willing to take the risk that the revenue goes down and you make less money? I mean, that's what it.
Exactly.
Are you willing to take less money?
Nope.
Nobody is. So they're not going to.
No one wants to take less money.
It just sucks because they had a back-to-back there, and then their next two games are also a back-to-back this weekend. They have, you know, they played last night, Wednesday night. They don't play Thursday. They don't play Friday. They don't play until Saturday again. Then they play again this weekend. So it was, they showed a little fight last night. You know, Cleveland is a very good team. Mm-hmm. It also seemed like Cleveland was just waiting to decide to win, you know, which they did in the third quarter. Still no Paul George.
What is up with that?
So he has been a full participant in practice for a month. Every time I bring it up. Every time I bring it up, people are like, who cares? It's Paul George. We don't want him to play. Well,
that's why there's no complaining about it.
Yes. Well, they haven't even given a reason. There hasn't been an update on why he's not playing. My head starts going places in that maybe they're trying to trade him. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe there's a team that's interested. Maybe they don't want to take the risk. Maybe they don't want to play him. I can't figure it out.
Well, that would make sense.
That they're trying to trade him?
Yeah.
But it would also make sense that he's got to get on the court.
Has to get on the court,
you know? Yeah. And for all the, we don't want him to play, Dude, he would be helpful. I'm sorry, having a guy who can shoot in there would be helpful. It's just weird, man.
Yeah.
That we haven't heard one thing. He had, and everyone says he had knee surgery. He had a scope in July. Like, this is a
Embiid's back after his scope.
Yeah,
he's out there doing the thing.
And if he hadn't been full practice, that would be one thing. But he's been full practice for a month. He has scope in July, so I don't even think it's a. I can't imagine it's a physical thing. I just don't know what's going on with Paul George. And even more alarming, there's been no podcast P since July 28th.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say he wasn't going to do it?
No,
for the rest
last
of the
year.
Season. Yeah, it was just for he picked it up again after the season.
Oh, I thought he meant he wasn't going to do it during the season.
No, just last season.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there. And then poor Dominic Barlow caught the Sixers curse.
Injury bug, yeah.
Yeah, he got a laceration on his elbow. He's been out 5 games now. Nick Nurse said he had to wear a brace on the elbow.
Yeah.
Because of where the cut was. He couldn't move his arm. So we see you in February is my prediction for Dominic Barlow, who was a big... The question I wanted to ask you, Ike, on last mm-hmm. night. So they're down by... Cleveland went on the run the end of the third. They're up 23 points.
Yep.
There's 9 minutes left. Then there's 5 minutes left. There's 4 minutes left. Maxie's still in the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm screaming, get Maxie out of the game. Then I start thinking about it. I'm like, well, maybe because they were such losers last year that maybe the idea for the Sixers this year is we told the fans we're going to fight all the way to the end. We're fighting all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Then I look at Maxie's playing 42 minutes a game. So how do you balance that? Are you okay with having him in as long as they had him in last night or... Mm. Second night of a back-to-back.
I understand the method, if that's what he's trying to do.
And I'm just guessing on that
but
one.
I could buy that if mm-hmm. that's what you're doing. You're trying to establish a culture. These are young players. Maxie is the quote-unquote leader out there, so he wants to. But, yeah, you can't help but think it's a blowout game. It's the second game of a back-to-back. Why do you have your best player out there on the court?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
For some freak accident to happen, roll his ankle, go into the basket or something. Yeah, yeah. That's one of those balancing acts with Nick Nurse. He has to sort of, again, if his method behind this is I want them to play hard for 48 minutes, okay. But even with that, there has to be some exception in there with your best players and protecting them.
On a back-to-back,
yeah.
When he looked like he ran out of gas the night before.
The night before.
I don't want Maxie at game 60 or something just to be cooked because we're playing him 40 minutes a game.
Well,
and McCain didn't play last night either.
And what happens is that, you know, Maxie, you know, piling up all these minutes early, eventually that can wear on you, and then you get these soft tissue injuries that pop up.
Yeah.
Because you're playing so much. I know he's young, and you feel like he can run all day, but... He is doing a lot when he's out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's running around a lot.
Yeah, he's running around a lot when he's out there.
Did someone have his over? In points?
Well, he was at 20. What was his over-under? I think was 29.5. And I think he scored 29.
Nah, he finished with 27.
And the other.
Why would you know that, Ike?
Looking at the box score.
I would never bet an NBA game spread. I would only bet. Money line.
Oh, dude, the backdoor covers in the NBA.
Well, because last night, so the line was 10.5. Mm-hmm. Sixers are getting bombed. Mm-hmm. But Maxie, if I had bet the Cavs, Maxie's in there with 2.5 minutes left. They cut the lead to 9.
Yeah.
I'd have been pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
It'd drive me, I'd be terrified of betting a spread in the NBA.
Why we don't bet spreads?
Why we don't bet spreads?
Well, yeah, but you guys bet parlays.
Yeah, we do.
We like that action.
VJ a little off last night.
Yes. With
he's
two straight
down.
Games. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was going to happen. He was shooting at an unreasonable rate.
He's still shooting the three pretty well.
Not last night.
Well, I didn't watch last night.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to sell 4 books.
Only 4?
Sell 4 books.
Yeah. For a middle school football game where it was 48-0 at the end of it.
And you're selling the books at a middle school football game?
We're grinding. We're mucking and grinding.
You really are grinding.
Nah, listen, it'd be a beautiful cause, unite for her, you know, supporting breast cancer.
Yep.
My old high school coach asked me to come out. I was happy to be there. It was funny watching the score, though. And then he was coaching that team, and yeah. I was like, this is a coaching problem.
Was he winning or he was losing?
No, I got smoked.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man. 48-0? That's not what we used to instill back in the day.
Do you think they could sneak TK into one of those games?
Dude, I thought TK might have been out there. Just running around, short little legs.
Could we do a bit one day, send you out on the street trying to sell your books to strangers?
I mean, sure.
Yeah,
I would love to do
price
that. So I sort of did. It's like $3 off. Got to 30.
This dude.
$30 is too much.
Don't care.
Yeah, I lowered to 20.
Mm-mm. It's lower than the camera's book. His book's 160 pages.
That's a good point.
We got margins. Don't ask me what margins are.
Margins.
Yeah. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
Funniest pieces of audio I've heard in the last day.
Okay. Is this something from Mayock?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, okay. Actually not. I wish there was, though.
All right. Funny audio coming up next. 215-592.
Well, did I make the list?
No. It's actually just more other stuff.
Other stuff. I got you.
Yeah.
Thank God. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.